As we begin this new liturgical year of the season of Advent, I want to share with you three things, three parts of the homily, I guess. An encouragement, a request, and an observation. So first I'll start with the encouragement. As a parish cluster, we've been operating still under all this time of unsettledness and virus and everything else. We are still doing the essential ministries, offering the Mass, religious formation for our families, and helping those who are discerning the question of whether to join the church or not through the RCIA process. We've been through a lot this year. We've seen a lot of challenges with the loss of our Bishop Serba, the ongoing question of the status of St. Joe's, the coronavirus pandemic, change in pastors, the release of the McCarrick report recently, the national election, not to mention our own ups and downs in our own personal lives. With all these things occurring, you're still here. We're still working to carry out the mission of saving souls, the work of the church. So I want to thank you for your part in that. I want to thank you as the parishioners for hanging in there in the midst of all these changes and challenges we have faced. More than ever, I think we are aware of the fact that we are not in control of our lives. There's many things that we participate in, and we all have a role to play, but at the end of the day, we seem to be more aware, I think, of this idea that I have very little control over much of my life. Many of our parishioners haven't been to Mass in many months. Many aren't able to participate in the way that they would like, but by and large, many people are still choosing to support the mission of the Church through volunteering, through their financial support, through sharing in their abilities with the Church in ways that we depend upon. So I want to say thank you to all of you who are helping us continue to do the work of being the church here in this little corner of the world. Next, the little request. Maybe not so little, but a request nonetheless. I understand that many people are probably struggling financially this year. And certainly we haven't had many people visiting our churches, especially non-regular parishioners, people who are just passing through. And with that, our collections have been down just a bit, not as much as I would have thought, really, with all the things that are happening, but we could use a little boost this last month, especially in the area of the United Catholic Appeal. This is the money that we give to the diocese for the work that we can't do alone. They do work that we aren't able to do as individual parishes. Things like the tribunal, the vocation office, the Department of Marriage and Family, our youth retreat programs, the UMD campus ministry. These are just a few of the things that we benefit from through the UCA, the United Catholic Appeal. We're pretty close to our goals, actually, in both parishes. We do need a little boost, though, these last weeks. We're projected to be about 3,000 short at Holy Family and 4,000 short at St. Lawrence. So in the grand scheme of things, it's a pretty small percentage. I forget exactly what percentage, but so just think about that. I know maybe we're all in different places, and so I'm asking you to join me in giving a little bit more, if you can, in these efforts. I know for many, you have received lots of requests, right? We all receive requests to send money to this and that and the other thing, different organizations. And I know we aren't always aware of how our finances are doing or how we're going to make it. So I understand that. I would encourage you, each household, to consider that this biblical principle that we know to be true, that tithing is an important part of our lives. We talk about 10%, of our income in what we earned to give back in different ways. So a rule of thumb might be 5% for the parish. If you can do that, that's a good goal to aim for. 1% to the diocese for the United Catholic Appeal, that's a good goal to aim for. And then maybe 4% to other charities, or maybe you have a particular someone who you know who needs help. So these are things to think about, to pray about. And of course, these are suggestions, but sometimes it takes time to work towards a goal, so I understand that too. And I do understand that sometimes our situations change, and so we're not able to help like we would normally or we would like to financially, and that's certainly understandable. I'm sharing with you our needs so that you can help us meet our needs if you're able to. When we are generous in our resources, the Lord takes care of our needs. This is a truth that we can see play out in the scriptures again and again, in the lives of the saints, and I have found it certainly to be true in my own life. So I hope that you can consider that when you are thinking about these year ends, maybe there's some opportunity to share from the generosity that you have received. And I know that this is a sacrifice. You know, when we give to charity, whether it's a church or any kind of charity, we lose some of our disposable income, and so we might have to forego certain things. So I understand that, but I think it's a good spiritual principle for us for when we're experiencing generosity, or even in times when we're a little tighter than we'd like, it's an opportunity for us to trust in God, to show Him that we are putting His requests first, that we are trying to live out our faith. So I just encourage you again in this area of finances. If you can help us, great. If you can't, totally understand. And we'll find a way. The Lord will get us through this time in some form or fashion. And finally, the last idea is just to think about this season of Advent. We're confronted with this passage in the 13th chapter of St. Mark. The Gospel of Mark we'll be reading this year. We're in year B of the cycle of the Gospels. So last year we were in Matthew. This year we'll be in Mark. Next year we'll be in Luke again. So on the Sundays of this year, most of the time we'll be reading from the Gospel of Mark. And so for us to ponder these readings, today we are told to stay awake. I might observe that in this year of the coronavirus and with everything that we've gone through, it's been a year that we might be tempted to take a step backwards in our faith and say, I need to be more focused on my personal life, or I have things that I need to work on in my work, or other things like that. We might find ourselves struggling to see the importance of practicing our faith and how our faith has concrete action in our lives. In all this discombobulated year, we might say, I don't know where I am. I think it's definitely given us the chance to measure and weigh how important our relationship with God is. Have we found ourselves seeking God this year? Have we been reaching out to Him more or maybe less? Have we found ourselves trusting more in God? Or do we trust more in ourselves in the midst of all these challenges that we're facing? Where do we look for help? I think this year has given us the gift of revealing to ourselves, to us, our own particular struggles. Maybe we are more aware of our faults or our shortcomings with regard to our faith, our relationship with our family members, maybe our habits, the things that we do, and the things that we go to, our go-to strategies, you might say, for dealing with stress or challenges that we face. Maybe we are more aware of our sins or our weaknesses or the areas of need in our life. Hopefully, this has given us the chance to grow, the opportunity to face our shortcomings head on and ask God for help in those areas of our life where we see we need His help. I might observe that this time has been a chance for us to step back to look at our lives. What are we making our priorities? In light of today's gospel, we can perhaps see that we are facing a purification in our lives as individuals and in the life of the church. One of the questions I've been wondering about and thinking about and praying about during this whole time is, what's going to happen when the dust settles from coronavirus? Where are we going to find ourselves? Who's going to still be coming to church? Will there be people coming back to Mass after this is all done? Will we still need the churches we have now? Will our faith be intact? Will we be stronger? Or will we have seen a great drifting away from the practice of the faith? It's hard to know what the answers will be. I guess time will tell. But right now, we have this opportunity to come, during this season of Advent, to come to grips with the challenges that we're facing. For each of us today, it's a reminder to stay awake, to be aware of how is God asking me to be in relationship with Him, and to prepare. The course of this life is this ongoing preparation for eternal life. Right now in this season, we can focus on how am I inviting God into my life. It's often in these times when we're most stretched to the breaking point, perhaps, that we meet God, or we are most in need of God. And sometimes we see, how do we respond? When I'm in most need, where do I reach for help? Do I reach to God? Do I ask the Lord for help? Do I pray more? Do I spend more time trying to do the work of God? Or do I pull back and turn away from God? So that kind of reveals something about ourselves. So it might be something to pay attention. So again, stay awake, be on your guard. The Lord is calling us. How are we responding? These next weeks of Advent are an opportunity for us to be intentionally cultivating this awareness of God's invitation to be engaged and ready to encounter Him in our lives. So, brothers and sisters, stay awake.